If it ain't Indie Nation, it's just noise.
Hi everybody, this is Michelle live at the Rockstar Energy Mayhem Music Festival. And I'm lucky enough to be sitting here with Eddie from All Shall Perish. Eddie, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Eddie from All Shall Perish.
Awesome. Well, can we start off with you giving me a history of All Shall Perish?
Yeah, the band started in, I believe, 2002, and they wrote a record called Hate Mail's Revenge. I was a fan of the band, actually. I used to go to the shows and hang out and kind of quasi-party, which is really just smoke a lot of weed.
Nice. With the guys.
And in 2004, they lost their vocalist, and I tried out for the band, and I joined in, like, 2005, and I've been with the band since. It's been a fucking awesome journey.
That's really cool. So yeah. It's kind of like the ultimate fan dream come true.
Yep.
That is really cool.
Yeah, totally.
Where does the inspiration for your lyrics, for your songs, come from? They're so, I can't even describe it. They're so political. They're so amazing.
Well, they come from within, obviously. It's like I let my surroundings more or less involve me in my writing process. But the music kind of directs the shape of where I'm going to be going lyrically. And from there, I just kind of freeform jazz it up, I guess you could say. I sit and listen to the music and I write lyrics that pertain to the song. But mostly, you know, the fact that is that I'm a very politically inspired person. I have a lot of deep feelings about suicide. I have a lot of deep feelings about people I have been in relationships with in the past. So that's those things all shady. That it's a good mixture of the two records that I've been on, you know, Price of Existence and Awaken the Dreamers. It's just kind of like this is where it ends is a nice conglomerate of both, I think.
All right. What do you see in the future for All Shall Perish?
World domination.
Always a good plan?
Yep. You know, just doing more of this hustle, you know, we got to continue touring, continue writing records. It's what we love, it's what we do, and we're happy to be lucky enough to be up here, you know, like to be doing what we're doing and actually seeing the world this way, you know, it's pretty tight.
It's an amazing thing.
Yep.
What would you say your biggest strengths as a band would be?
I think our writing ability is, like, we write good songs. Like, to me, we write songs that keep you moving, that inspire you to move, that, you know, that make you want to cry, make you want to punch somebody. If it makes you do all that, then you're doing a good job, you know? I think that our music, like our musicianship, is also a huge, huge factor in what makes us good.
Right. Have you had any really embarrassing moments on tour? And if so, could you share one?
Probably last night, but usually when I'm embarrassing myself, I'm too fucked up to even notice that I'm doing something stupid. So at that point, I just have to hear the next day of my debauchery.
Nice. What is the funniest thing you can remember happening on tour?
Funniest thing I can remember happening on tour. We were broken down in New York, in upstate New York, and our stage manager is sitting in the back of the lounge and he's just kind of hanging out in the bus that we're on, and we're all in the front drinking Four Loko and just talking and filming each other and being idiots. Out of nowhere, he's folds his shirt underneath the collar and kind of makes it like a bra for himself, and he runs out to the front and he pretty much stripped that naked.
Oh my goodness.
And like danced for us and then left, and it was really awkward and really weird. It was hilarious.
That is great. Okay, and I definitely have to ask about this. There's just one little detail that I found out about that it just kind of was eating at me. So there is no business to be done on a dead planet.
Yes.
Was set to a video by a boy band named NSYNC.
Oh, that's cool. I haven't seen that video.
You haven't seen that one?
No.
Ah, boo. No answer.
I haven't seen it, but that sounds awesome.
Hilariously awesome.
I know I've seen like the Job for Cowboy video that's set to like SpongeBob, and then I've seen this other one where Slipknot is playing, so it's their live set, but it's somebody who recorded himself just being a jackass, and he put fake drums in it, and it like he completely changed the sound and made it look like the band can't play what they're playing.
Nice.
It sounds pretty hilarious.
That is great. Would you have any advice for upcoming indie artists?
Hustle. Go get it. You know, there's a description that about the music industry that I heard, that I read is, I think it was Mike Patton actually. He said that the music industry is like a race through a trough of shit, and at the other side there's a contract. But after you get that contract, you have to do laps in that fucking trough of shit in order to actually see some returns and see some money, you know? That you have to go into the music industry knowing that it's going to fuck you three times sideways. And if you can make it past that, more power to you. I mean, you belong where you belong, you know? But along the way, you know, if you can soften the dick of the industry, I would just suggest to keep it as independent as possible, you know? Don't outsource your merch. Don't let somebody tell you how to run your business, you know? If you're going to be a musician, you're either going to be good and make it, and it's just going to happen for you, or you have to hustle. And to me, the bands that hustle are the ones who see the most fruits out of their labor.
Do you have anything that you would like to say to your fans?
Smoke weed every day.
Done. Do you have any websites that you would like to promote or anything like that?
Sure. Fear the Beard Productions. Hit up allshallperish.com and our Facebook, you know.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to speak with me. It's really been a pleasure doing this interview. So this is me, Shelly, with IndieNation.fm, and I'll catch you later.
Fuck yeah.
Indie Nation. You are connected to the new media order.